Hey, this is Nick Tropiano with the Anaheim Angels, and you're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini.
We're back on Drive Time Sports, KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. That time of the year where we're going to start talking about the Spencer's Wishes Swing True for Life Baseball Clinic. This is such a cool event. Happens every year at Smith's Field, home of the Salt Lake Bees in Salt Lake. An opportunity for kids here locally to go participate in this fantastic event. Joining us in studio today to talk a bit about that, we have Phil Roundy, who is the president of Spencer's Wishes. Phil, great to get you back in. Thank you.
Thanks for having me, Jordan.
Yeah, I always look forward to this. I always look forward to this event. I mean, it's such a cool thing that you are able to offer here to the community every single year. Little kids have an opportunity to go rub elbows and play at a big league filled with big league players. You can't ask for anything more than that.
That's right, and I want to stress that this is for boys and girls. It's a baseball softball clinic. The fundamentals are the same. Other than the mechanics of pitching, everything is the same between softball and baseball. So it's for boys and girls between the ages of 8 and 17. Now, all the money that we give them, and we give them thousands, and they take that and they roll it right back into high school senior scholarships for our area, for Green River, Carbon, and Emory High School. We've already had some scholarships applications handed in this year. May 1st is the deadline for the scholarship applications. I need to get out there because I've been asked several times when the deadline is. People thought it was the end of this month, so we've been getting some early, which hasn't happened for a long time. But May 1st is the deadline, and then later when we pick the four or five scholarship recipients, we take them up to a Bees baseball game, and we award those scholarships pregame down on the field. They get the scholarship check, a $1,000 one-time check, and then they get a great big trophy, big, nice trophies. They're really, really awesome. The major leaguers really go all out to give them a nice trophy. So getting that scholarship thing out of the way, let's talk baseball
clinic. That scholarship thing's important, though.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, that's a very – look, it's free money to further your education, and it's here in the Castle Country. And I can't stress enough to tell kids, take advantage of the free money that is offered for you to continue your education. There's so much of it that just sits there that kids are either unaware of or they don't put in for. No, I'm glad you brought that up. I'm actually glad you started with it because, look, these kids are student athletes. You notice how student comes first.
That's right.
You need that money. So I appreciate you bringing that up.
I've always felt like a baseball diamond is as much of a classroom as any room in that building that they go to school in. And these kids are they're good students. If they weren't good students, they couldn't play baseball and softball. And that's all they need to have done is lettered in baseball or softball and be a senior and not have got a full ride scholarship to play baseball or softball in college. If that's the case, put in this application. We've got $1,000 that could be yours. I keep telling people, make it hard for us. I wish I had 15 applications and we had to sort through them, but usually we just barely get enough. In fact, one year there was $1,000. I've said this before. There was $1,000 on the table for any kid in Carbon or Emory County that qualified, and we only got three applicants that year. So one of those $1,000 scholarships went to a kid from Uinta High School. It was set up for Carbon, Emory, or Green River, but nobody applied for it. So
yeah, that can't happen. I mean, again, if you know anyone that is playing baseball or softball and they're looking to continue their education following their senior campaign, please get a hold of Phil. Put in for this scholarship. It's a free $1,000.
Yeah, and along with the registration for the clinic, the scholarship application forms are on our website.
Great.
You go to www.spencerswishes.org. .com will get you there too, but spencerswishes.org, click on the baseball link and then scroll to the bottom of the page, and the scholarship applications, I think it's a 4-page application, is right there. Just click on it, print it out, and fill it out and get it back to us, and that's all you need. Your high school counselor will help you.
It's so, that simple. It's
all
that
right.
simple.
April 21st is coming up quickly.
Yeah.
And on April 21st, that's a Saturday, I'm making arrangements with the local baseball leagues, and hopefully they'll give the day off on the 21st. No ball games, because they want you to go to Smith's Ballpark in Salt Lake City. It's on 13th South. We start early in the morning. We do a clinic. You get to get instruction from former Major League Baseball players and coaches, and they come every year. They do it for free. It's no cost to you, no cost to your mom and dad. If you're on a traveling team, come on, coaches, give the kids a break. Let them take a day and go have some fun and get expert instruction in the fundamentals of baseball at Smith's Ballpark in Salt Lake City. That's where the Salt Lake Bees play. We will have former Major League Baseball players and coaches, and some of the Salt Lake Bees players will be there this year, because they're on a home stand and it's not their first or last one, right in the middle of one. So we'll have some Salt Lake Bees players there.
Excellent.
And we work on, there's a great movie, Bull Durham. And in that movie, the manager of the team, they're not playing very well, and he comes out and he said, look, this isn't rocket science. It's an easy game. You throw the ball, you hit the ball, you catch the ball. It's that simple.
Right.
But if you're not fundamentally sound, that's an extremely hard thing to do.
Sure.
They say
sure.
One of the hardest things in sports is to hit a baseball with a stick that's coming at you at 100 miles an hour.
Yeah,
that's
with something the width of a pop can.
Yeah.
I mean, really, that's what it is.
It's a difficult thing to do, and having having good fundamentals is very, very important. So little boys and girls between the ages of 8 and 17 are welcome to come. If you've been before, come again. If you've been before, you know how much fun it is. The kids will get a camp T-shirt. They'll get all the autographs they want. They get a pizza lunch. And then they get one of the most exciting things is we try to get the whole family in for free to that night's Salt Lake Bees game.
Which is awesome. Nothing like it.
So if you are going and bringing your kids, don't buy tickets online beforehand, because I've never failed to get everybody in the family into the game.
It's true.
I always get a big stack, two fistfuls of tickets, and I give them back. Some people that aren't going to stay for the game give their tickets back, so I've got more. And every year I wind up giving 40 or 50 tickets back to the Bees, because everybody got in and I had a few left over. So those are the things you get. You get the instruction in the day. You get a pizza lunch for the kids. You get a camp T-shirt, autographs, and you get tickets to that night's Salt Lake Bees game. This is April 21st. Now, how to get the registration form. Go to www.spencerswishes.org. Click on the baseball link, and then the form pops up, and click on the form, and you can print that out. Follow the instructions. You can either mail it back to us, you can run it by my house if you know where I live, or you can scan it back into your computer and send it to me on an email. And we have to have this registration form filled out and signed by mom and dad before they attend, or before they're able to participate in the clinic.
And there have been some changes, obviously, with this clinic since Major League Baseball's pushed the Play Ball initiative now.
That's right. Last year, they came and kind of took over, and that was wonderful.
It was. It was great. Yeah.
It was kind of a different twist on it.
It was cool.
All the kids got a little wiffle bat and ball, they had representatives from Major League Baseball that were there.
Yeah.
And it was really cool. It was a nice twist on the event. We're going back to what we're doing normally this year. Major League Baseball is not physically involved with us this year, but they do have the Play Ball organization, and we learned a few things from them, and we're going to try and change things just a little bit, but it'll be our standard baseball clinic. But Major League Baseball really, really wants little kids to play ball. It's right. That simple. They just want them to go out and play ball, put the electronic device down occasionally and go out and do some physical activity. And they're hoping to get fans of baseball while they do that.
So, Phil, before I let you go ahead and give us all the logistics one last time on the Spencer's Wishes Baseball Clinic.
Okay, the baseball clinic is Saturday, April 21st, And the kids will get instruction from former Major League Baseball players and coaches and players and coaches from the Salt Lake Bees. It is a one-day clinic. It's in open to little boys and girls who play baseball and softball from the ages of 8 to 17. So they come, the only responsibility is for the parents is to get the kids there and back. It's free. It's on Spencer's Wishes dime. The money I give the baseball players to put on this clinic, they roll right back into our community in the form of $1,000 scholarships for high school seniors. So if you have a child who plays softball or baseball and you would like for them to be a little bit better than they were before, on April 21st, you need to bring them to Smith's Ballpark in Salt Lake City. Go to www.spencerswishes.org, click on the baseball link, then click on the form picture, and it pops up. You could print that out and then follow the instructions. Get it back to us as soon as you can. The first 300 kids that sign up are guaranteed a spot in the clinic. That's how many positions the major leaguers want, is 300. If I get a few more, I sneak them in. Because these guys, they'd have to take their shoes off to count, you know. And so when I've had more than 300, I've slipped them in and nobody noticed. So, but I can only guarantee three spots, because then I'm working hard to get tickets for everybody that night. The kids will get the instruction. They get a pizza lunch, camp T-shirt, autographs from the major leaguers, and then everybody gets into the ball game that night for free.
It definitely is a fantastic event. And Phil, I know we'll talk again before this April 21st event, but I appreciate you stopping by to talk a little bit about it, and I look forward to it as well. So thank you
very
much.
No problem. I appreciate you coming up and covering it every year.
It's a blast. It's a great day. It really is. Phil, thank you. We'll talk again soon.
All right.
Again, that's Phil Roundy of Spencer's Wishes. We got a break for just a moment. We do have more Drive Time Sports coming up. In fact, when we return, we're going to move over to the national scene. We're going to talk a little NFL, of course, some college basketball. How are you sitting in your bracket? As far as our tournament challenge goes, we're down to the final four. We'll talk about that when we come back.